Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
We are not doing another Release the Kraken joke. It's the Stars and the Kraken in Seattle. Tomorrow night, pregame at 8:30, puck drops at 9:30. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
See country artist and six-time Grammy Award winner Jason Isbell live at the Grand Theater at Choctaw Casino and Resort Durant on Sunday, April 6th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You can text Jason to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. That's Jason to 22126.
And I will see you there at Jason. So text Jason up there at Choctaw 1 week from this weekend, as a matter of fact. So we are live and in person at the Nodding Donkey, where things are starting to thump around here in the St. Thomas area of Uptown. And we're here courtesy of Deep Eddy Vodka, which we're getting ready to all sample the yummy pineapple, Dave. It's coming our way.
That last segment really made me need a drink.
I know. And you know what? We've been in such a non-Mavs mood here lately, and we determined that it's the reason we've been happy.
Honestly, yes. And Dave's right. It does trigger, and people are like, when are we ready to move on? And I think the answer is, we'll know. And I think we just dipped our toe into the water.
It's like
we're
not
ready to move on.
It's like when you see your ex in public.
Yeah.
You're over it until you see her.
You're like,
yeah. Right.
So you realize that the only reason your blood pressure settled down is you haven't seen her in a long time.
Yeah. God, she's making out with LeVar again. What am I going to do here? Okay, so Lando, are you back there?
I am.
Okay. I can't remember why this got brought up.
The great Lando.
Did you do a story on Wade Boggs the other day?
No, I had the MLB Network on in the ticker room, and Bob walked in to get something printer.
This is my favorite story, so don't leave out any details.
All right. So I've got my feet up on the desk, and I'm watching MLB Network doing their top 10 third baseman of all time or something like that. And they're showing Wade Boggs highlights, and Bob walks in, grabs stuff off the printer, and I just go, man, Wade Boggs, huh? And then that led to a laugh, and we just chuckled over it for a minute.
So was I correct in that you watching that three-minute piece on Wade Boggs was really the only time you'd been exposed to a whole lot of Wade Boggs?
No.
Okay, so you were aware of his catalog.
I was aware of him, of course, but I didn't know some of the stats that they were showing up on the screen were fascinating.
Nah, I mean, dude.
Okay, I didn't know if this was like the age barrier with you and baseball.
I think I might have actually seen Wade Boggs at Arlington Stadium once.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, Arlington Stadium. I had no idea you were that. Far back.
So then Bob comes in and gets a chuckle about Wade Boggs as we're on a break.
I'm like, Lando's in there watching Wade Boggs.
I'm like, that's so random. So whenever I think of Wade Boggs, I think of an interview that I did with Wade Boggs. This had to have been around the year 2000. So I asked Lando, I go, are you aware of the Wade Boggs interview? To which you said,
I don't remember it.
Okay. And then I asked...
You didn't say, I'm familiar.
Then I asked DJ, and I asked Ham, are you guys familiar with the Wade Boggs interview?
Participate in the show now.
Yes.
The answer was no at the time, and then now that I've listened to it, boy, did I remember it.
Okay, so you are aware of it now.
Yes.
All right. So we were in spring training back around 99 or 2000. And yes, kids, Wade Boggs was kind of the third baseman of our generation, of our youth. George Brett and Wade Boggs. Those were the two guys.
Are you ready for a hot opinion, though?
Go on.
Third base?
Yeah.
Our youth... a far deeper third base generation than the present day.
No doubt.
Like, name some third basemen you really love from today versus what they had.
They don't exist.
Josh Young. I love Josh Young. That's a very sweet thing to say.
These guys were as good as it gets. So, and I mentioned George Brett.
We called it the hot corner back then.
Yeah. And so Brett was there before Wade Boggs entered the scene. And George Brett was, you know, obviously a Hall of Famer, hit a million home runs as a Kansas City icon, won a World Series with him. But maybe most known for one incident that occurred that was in the early 80s, in which he hits a game-winning home run. And at the time, Billy Martin was managing, was it the Yankees? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think we were in Yankee Stadium at
the
time.
Yeah, we were.
And he hits a game-winning home run. Billy Martin walks out to the ump after the home run and asks to see George Brett's bat. And they get the bat, and you see them talking to each other, Billy Martin and the ump. And then the ump, out of nowhere, makes the ump out sign.
Yes.
And George Brett comes sprinting out of the dugout. And what had happened was, is that the bat that George Brett was using, the pine tar on the handle exceeded the limit. So there's like a point going up on the bat where I guess it was illegal to have that much pine tar.
Well, I guess it goes up the barrel, and I guess the potential is that the pine tar could get on the baseball.
I don't know. Well, anyway, a game-winning home run was turned into an out. And I'm telling you right now, you've never seen a more freaked-out human being than George Brett was running out of the dugout. It's violent.
One of the most epic umpire and player-slash-manager fights in the history of the game, like the nose-to-nose, barking at each other.
It's awesome. So when I saw George Brett, I'm sorry, when I saw Wade Boggs, I told the guys that I was working with at the time, Mike and Greg, I go, you know what, I'm going to go do an interview with him, but I'm going to confuse him purposely with George Brett. So
this is peak snake.
So I walk up, and at the time he was a coach or an ambassador for the newly franchised Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, it's where he finished his career.
That's right, yeah. And so he's down there all by himself, and I just walk up to him. I'm like, hey, man, can I talk to you? And so this is how that interview went.
All right, we're here with the great Wade Boggs, joining us here live in Tampa. I got to say, you look different in person than you did on the baseball field. And I don't know if it's a facial hair or what, but you look more handsome than I remember you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, actually, I'm out of uniform, and I wore a tighter uniform when I played than I normally wear clothes. So that's probably the one thing.
You look like an extremely handsome version of Tom Kite.
Tom Kite.
Much higher level of handsomeness.
Well, I'm sure he's a much better golfer than I am. That's for sure.
All right, you're a career 300 hitter. You got 3,000 hits, a couple of Gold Gloves. You got to feel like you contributed. When you look back on your career, you got to say, you know what, I did something.
Well, I had fun playing. I think that when you sit there and try to be the best that you can be to help a team win, these are the things that you need to do. You need to get on base, driving runs, make plays and things like that. And these are just awards that you get once you accomplish something in a sport. So when you strive to be the best, some people get there and some don't.
Well, congrats on making the Hall of Fame. I'm sure that's really been your goal from day one. I guess every person's goal that's in the major leagues.
Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, I just retired last year. So it takes 5 years to vote on that. So
okay, I thought you retired a while back.
Yeah, it's only been a year. I retired in 99.
Okay. You got a World Series ring. Probably could have had a few more if it wouldn't have been for those great Billy Martin-led Yankee teams. But at least you got one.
Well, in actuality, when I was there, Billy Martin was in Oakland. So.
Okay. You have a World Series ring?
Yeah, but it Billy Martin wasn't a manager.
Okay.
So, I never played for Billy Martin.
All right. Talk about playing with Jim Sundberg. I know in 85 he joined your team, and a lot of people locally back in Dallas have fond memories of Jim Sundberg. Did you enjoy playing with him?
Catcher?
Right.
Jim Sundberg?
Right.
I played with him on an 86 All-Star team, but I never played with him as a teammate.
Let me take you back to the mid-'80s. You're having a great season as usual. Hit a home run against New York. Billy Martin, who we were talking about early, he protests a home run. You come running out of the dugout, freaking out. What's going through your mind when he actually protested? And you got to be thinking, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard of.
You got the right bio there?
Wade Boggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up winning the argument and the whole Pine Tar incident.
No, that's George Brett. That's Pine Tar. That wasn't me. I wore a lot of Pine Tar on the bat, but I didn't hit that home run.
Who'd you play for?
Boston Red Sox.
Were you good?
You got my bio there?
I thought I did. I'm sorry. I was handed this stuff from the NFL.
No, everything you've been asking me sounds like you got George Brett's bio there.
What do you do now?
I'm the batting coach for the Devil Rays.
And they're a minor league team for who?
Actually, they're a major league baseball team, and they're in the Tampa Bay area.
All right. Were you as good as George Brett?
You did your homework, didn't you?
Sorry.
How'd they give guys like you this job?
I don't know. I apologize. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
I'd like to promote the Tampa Bay area, that's for sure. That's why I'm here today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all I have for you. I appreciate you coming by, and I'm sorry for the mix-up. But
yeah, see if they can get to fax you a different bio next time.
I'm sure you were a great player in your day.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, all Mr. Boggs.
Golly, the balls.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Brass.
Did you say this is what the NFL handed me?
I may. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I don't know. The thing is with him.
That's so good, dude.
I loved him so much growing up. I really did. I thought that guy was so badass, and I was really, really nervous doing that.
I mean, he was as nice as one could possibly be.
Seriously.
In that circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be as good as he is and was.
Yeah.
And to not be thoroughly offended.
Yes.
Yeah. And well, okay, so after that was over with, he's smiling. And I thought at one point I used to have this audio. I left it rolling, and I was like, dude, I'm just effing with you. You know that. And he was like, you son of a bitch. He's like, God. He's like, I was about to slug you.
Man.
The
stone's incredible. So I was looking at this because when you asked him, were you as good as George Brett or something along those lines, in my head, no. He wasn't as good as George Brett. I mean, they're both Hall of Famers, so that's a dumb conversation. But I believe in wins above replacement as a pretty good judge of allowing us to look over generations. And according to WAR, Wade Boggs is a 91.4. Usually they say like 70 gets you into the Hall of Fame, 75 wins above replacement. He's 91.4. And they have George Brett at 88.6. And that blows my mind because, like, George Brett had way more power than Wade Boggs.
Dude, Boggs was 330 to 350 every year, it seemed like.
Career 328 hitter.
How many batting titles did he win?
Dude, when we were kids, it seemed like it was just every other year.
He won five batting titles, but Brett won three. That's the thing is I always thought just Brett was a more menacing player, but if you look at wins above replacement, Boggs is a better third baseman, and he only trails one third baseman all time in wins above replacement.
Is it Brooks Robinson?
Beltre?
Can that be? Yeah, it's Beltre.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Oh, no. Hold on. It's not. Okay. He does. The one that he fully trails is Michael Jack Schmidt.
Okay, so Mike Schmidt.
But he is above Brooks Robinson, and he is above everyone else. But Eddie Matthews and Belts.
Man, Kerry
Beltre has 94 WAR, which is crazy.